demand from anybody but rum to make me happy!
You're amazing.
I told you I don't want to hear it! Yo, big sis! Why are you still standing there like some kind of damn statue?
Sorry, I just...
Now don't forget, the boss is counting on you to do your part too. So do it, all right?
I believe in you, Garth.
Damn straight you do! Looks like Big Sis finally got moving.
I am the Bowel Hunter. My name is Elsa Gronhirt.
And I'm the strongest damn shield in the Sanctuary. The name's Garfield Tinsel! My first big battle's gonna be one hell of a show, boss. And that means you better be doing your part too!
Why are you here?
I'm getting you out of here, Beatrice. But this time, things are gonna be different than before. Cause I intend to drag you out. We're heading into the sunlight to play in the mud until that dress of yours is covered in it.
You're what? Getting me out of here? Mind your own business, I suppose. No one asked for you to do such a thing in the first place.
We don't have time to argue about this, all right? Because in case you haven't noticed, things are getting bad out there.
Do you mean the intruder? I'm aware, I suppose. But this is a Great Spirit's forbidden library. No matter what threats exist outside...
No, you're wrong. I know that door crossing only works on closed doors. And she does, too.
Now, how does the enemy know that particular weakness, I suppose? Because Roswell told her, didn't he? So that's how it is, huh? Then this means my demise was written in Roswell's Tome of Wisdom, I suppose.
Hold on. Why do you have that look on your face?
I accept that my fate's already set in stone.
Seriously? Does that book of yours say you have to let that psycho kill you?
It doesn't say anything, I suppose. My destiny's blank, just as it's always been.
Then this already set in stone crap doesn't make sense! Why let yourself end up the way Roswell wants? Come on, why don't you decide for yourself what you want to do the same way that you always have before?
Decide for it myself? I'm not sure what you mean, since I can't ever remember a time when I've actually done that. I've continued to obey Mother's orders throughout my stay here at this mansion, all alone. What part of this did I get to choose? What has this Beatrice done? Who is she?
Beatrice, I...
My life is pure white, I suppose. It's completely blank, well and truly. This one book was really all that I needed. After all, I do have a soul. As time passes, I think about so many things. I worry and cease to believe, I suppose. There were moments when I couldn't remember Mother's smile, so I scraped all my memories together and did whatever I could to try and cling to them. Sometimes I was afraid. I was scared to be alone and longed for companionship. But everyone just leaves me behind! Mother and Roswell! And Ryuzu also! The spirit Beatrice is fated to be alone, meant to be left behind by everybody else forever. But... I do feel a tiny bit relief now, I suppose. If it's true that I was mentioned in the Tome of Wisdom, then I feel relieved, because that's definitive proof Mother didn't forget about me after all.
Give me a break. Listen to yourself. You're such a fool, you know that? This is pathetic. I can't stand it anymore. You've had 400 years. Why is something so extreme the only answer you could come up with? Haven't you ever even once considered the possibility that your mother gave you the wrong book by mistake?
You would dare insult Mother, I suppose? She would never make such an idiotic blunder.
Oh, yeah? What makes you so sure about that? With all her powers and infinite wisdom, you actually believe she gave you a book about the future that was completely blank?
That's not... Must you put it that way? What exactly is it that you're trying to get me to say, I suppose?
Okay, I'll come right out with it then. And I hope your stupid mother can hear it too. Don't let something like a blank book and a 400-year-old promise rule your life forever, because you're better than that. You can choose what you want to do for yourself, Beatrice. You know you can. 400 years? After that long, I'd say you've more than earned the right to have at least one rebellious phase by now.
No matter what you tell me, I'm still under a contract, and it cannot be changed. Which means that...
Pretty strange hearing this from the one who tried to find a backdoor out of it, then wanted to die when they couldn't. If keeping a promise means that you have to stop living altogether, then I'd rather break it and keep you alive. Is it so weird that I'd make that choice and try to save you?
That's a very defiant and selfish way to think, I suppose.
You're absolutely right. It is defiant and it is selfish. But I won't compromise on something important to me.
Is it you? If you really mean what you're saying. If you're really that person, then would you be that person for me too?
Have you lost your mind? You've got to be kidding me. There's no way I could be whoever that person is to you. Unbelievable. She's such a moron. Damn that Loli and her jumping to conclusions.
Mr. Natsuki?
What are you doing here? You should be far away by now.
I know, but Ma beasts are all over the place.
Meili, we already accounted for that, though.
Even so, there's one that this didn't work on at all.
Seriously? But how is that... Petra!
Don't move. Stay exactly as you are.
What just happened?
I'm sorry, but it was an emergency. You didn't get hurt, did you?
You saved my life, and then you drop me flat on my face!
I sincerely apologize, Mr. Otto. The order of priority suddenly became very clear to me.
Yeah, it's the usual. Women, children, the elderly, the men, and then Otto.
Now you're just rubbing it in! You didn't even put me in the men category!
Mr. Subaru, I brought her along with me, just as you had requested.
So you did. I appreciate you getting her out safely. And I mean that. Thank you so much.
I only did what had to be done, but it appears there's another matter now.
Wow, I'm so amazed. I honestly couldn't believe it when none of you died in the middle of all that.
Meili.
Wait, that's it? You don't really seem too surprised to see me. Well, how disappointing. Anyway, I think it's time for me to take those maids off your hands, okay? I promise to be especially gentle with Petra. After all, she's my friend.
Yay! I'm so glad. If we're really friends, how about just letting me go?
And why would I want to do that? Because true friends play till the very end, right?
Sorry, Subaru. I did my best, but it didn't work.
This little girl... No, this little assassin needs to be taught a lesson in decorum. Get out of here. I'll handle her.
You can't pick, Sister Frederica! I mean, what happened before? I don't want to lose you again!
Don't worry, because it'll be much different this time. As you may remember, previously I was fully prepared to die. But that isn't how I feel anymore. Because now, I've finally been reunited with my little brother Garf, and I have such an adorable assistant. I've never known greater happiness. Understand? So I'm not going to lose.
Okay, Frederica, we'll make our way up to Roswell's room.
All right then, do as you wish.
Wait a minute, you can't just decide that yourself. Come back, Petra!
Honored guest, you are about to be enveloped in the finest hospitality the Mather's house has to offer.
I won't let you get away with this! Attack! Get him, Rock Piggy!
Please, do feel free to come at me. I'm in a bit of a mood, and I'm feeling harsh. Now get ready!
What are we supposed to do?
I know that there's a hidden escape route in Roswell's office. We'll use that to...
It's here!
That's it, Mr. Notsky! The guilty low! The Mob Beast Ward doesn't work on that one! We're in big trouble!
It was my teacher and I who started it all. That's the one little detail you got wrong, Miss Amelia.
I've seen the past, so next up should be... Behold an unthinkable present.
Now, Leah, don't move your head around like that. Hold still, okay? Honestly, what am I gonna do with you?
Wait a minute. Is it really?
What's the matter? Did you fall asleep?
Why are you so dressed up today, Mother Fortuna? Because you look so beautiful.
Oh, I was wondering what you were about to say. Now don't tease grown-ups like that. There. Absolutely lovely.
Thanks, Mother. I appreciate it. Think I'll take a look.
What's wrong, Amelia?
We've got a visitor!
Miss Amelia, good morning to you. It's awfully nice of you to greet me at the door.
I was just... Good morning to you, Goose!
Right on time. Well, shall we go then? What is it?
Well, I do hope it doesn't offend you to say this, but...
How long have we known each other? I assure you, there's nothing you can say that would offend me, all right?
Well then, Miss Fortuna, I think that outfit you're wearing looks so lovely on you. And if I'm being honest, I find myself captivated by it. I don't understand. Was that rude?
Oh no, not at all. She just feels embarrassed. Mother's so cute, isn't she?
You can't just blurt out anything you want! Pretty mean-spirited if you ask me.
Ah, Miss Fortuna. Oh.
And Amelia and Goose are with you, I see.
You three are such a close-knit family, aren't you?
We're not!
You're loved dearly by so many.
Well, I guess that's true.
Huh? Isn't this nice?
Come on now, Leah. There's more to being grown up than height, you know?
It would appear that the two of you are just as close as ever. Simply watching you both is so heartwarming.
Why don't you join us, Goose? The three of us could live together.
Amelia, you...
Are you feeling all right? Thank you for the offer, Miss Amelia. It's very kind. And I wish from the bottom of my heart I could actually do so.
I'm not sure what you mean. Why couldn't you? Is it because I'd be in the way?
No, oh, not absolutely in the slightest.
See? You two get along so well.
Miss Fortuna has been entrusted with a very important duty. If somebody like myself moved in and it led to rumors, then that would be rather problematic for her.
I think it's too late for that, though. Remember what Aunt Tanse and the others said to us on the way here? We all look like a close-knit family.
I thought she was just talking about you two, not me.
You understood her, didn't you, Mother? Well, I think it's a great idea, really. It would be wonderful. And the people of the forest won't think it's weird at all. Every one of them would support us. In fact, I'd never let anybody say it was a bad thing. Okay, I guess that about covers it. So now I'll just leave the rest of the discussion to you.
Honestly, Amelia, where do these little ideas of yours come from? Oh, I swear, you are way too cute.
Yes, indeed. Miss Amelia's grown up to be so healthy and happy, which brings me endless joy.
She is my daughter, someone I'm truly proud of.
But of course, how could she not be?
That's weird. I think I've got something in my eye. I better go wash it out.
Oh, are you all right? Just be careful not to hurt yourself in the process. You did get those beautiful purple eyes from my brother, after all.
I know, and they're the same pretty color as yours too, Mother. Wait for me, okay? Don't leave and stay really close. Forever and ever.
Of course we will. You're such a worrywart.
We'll wait as long as it takes. All right, Miss Amelia?
I love you both so very much.
Amelia? It's dangerous for you to be up here alone.
Hello, Archie.
I take it the bishop is in the forest today, isn't he? You're not with... He's over there, I see. Were you giving them some privacy?
Mm-hmm. I was. So, what do you think of the two of them?
I think they suit each other well. Miss Fortuna has a tendency to be quite harsh on herself, and I just wish that she'd give a little more thought to her own happiness. It may be difficult right now, but with time they could find that bliss together.
They won't.
Huh?
Because such a world doesn't exist anywhere, does it?
Amelia. Having beheld an unthinkable present, does living here not seem a preferable alternative? I'm certain that you wanted the two of them to be happy. This is your ideal present, the future you've often thought about and dreamed of.
You're right. It is.
Miss Fortuna has already passed. It's unknown if the bishop is still alive, and the people of the forest are ice statues.
Yes.
Your homeland is frozen. You're persecuted by people from the outside, and you had to say goodbye to the spirit who was like family to you.
I know.
But here, in this place, you could live in happiness. Seeing you continue to wish for that other world pains me greatly.
I'm sorry, Archie.
Why do you desire that future?
I want to be an admirable person.
What do you mean?
Like Mother Fortuna, who's my role model. Or Goose, who's so kind and strong. Like Archie, who kept smiling until the very end, just so I wouldn't be scared. Or Puck, who always protected me and never left me alone. Like Rum, who wished to do the one thing that would be most helpful for someone who's truly precious to her. Like Otto, who does his very best for his friends. Or Garfield, who never once uttered a word of complaint. Like Subaru, who says he loves me, and does reckless things even when he's wounded and hurting. I want to earn the respect of each of them. From now on, I want to be the one reaching out to help someone. And I know that I'll be just fine. So I'm not afraid of the outside world or of what the future holds. I understand that you're worried. But believe me, I'll be fine. Thank you, Archie.
You're such a stubborn girl, you know that? And you don't have any idea how crazy you always made things for Miss Fortuna and me.
I'm sorry about that.
It's okay, because after all, a big brother should always spoil his little sister, don't you agree?
Thanks, big brother, for everything. And thank you. You showed this whole world to me, Echidna. I never thought I'd get to see the two of them like that. Mother Fortuna and Goose. Father Goose. Laughing together and spending time with each other. So again, I appreciate it.
You simply...
What was that?
You simply disgust me. I hate you so much.
Woman!
Just how much have I been protected by others all this time? Look at that. I don't resemble Mother Fortuna half as much as I thought I did. Too bad. What's this?
There she is!
I'm so glad you're
safe! You aren't hurt, are you?
Margrave was on the verge of death.
Thank you for worrying about me. I'm perfectly fine. I wasn't hurt at all. But I'm sorry.
What?
Turns out, after all this time, the trials still aren't over yet. Even so, Subaru and the others probably told you the news, right? There's no reason to keep each of you here in the sanctuary anymore. I'm going to stay and get rid of the barrier. But you can go back to where your families are and finally be-
Mr. Subaru and the others? Strange, I don't remember them telling us anything.
Me either. None of that seems to ring a bell.
As you can see, Miss Amelia, we'll be waiting right here as promised. But we're far from being the only ones who have high hopes for your success. There are many others who share that feeling.
Miss Ryuzu and the people from the sanctuary.
Since you have emerged again, it seems safe to assume you have overcome the second trial. I must first offer my gratitude. And after hearing from Youngar about the situation, as well as the villagers, the voices representing both the inside and the outside, we were finally able to get up and move on our own.
In truth, we're struggling. We can't make up our minds about whether or not we can trust you. But we all heard Garfield, such a hard-working young boy, shouting in anger. When I thought about how he must have felt, I don't know, it just makes me feel so pathetic inside. He's a child, barely 14 years old, yet he was bearing so much. He's deserving of our praise. And the same goes for you. We're just, all of us are in such awe. So please, let us bear witness.
All right, fine. I'll come through this trial in one piece, and after that, we'll sit down and talk things over.
Yes, it's a promise then. Whatever make...
You should be ashamed. That was too long and too serious, and your tone kept bouncing between polite and crude the whole time.
I'm really sorry about that, Elder.
Regardless, you have now heard where we stand on the matter. So this is... Huh? What is that look for?
Oh, when I heard him referring to you as Elder, I suppose it just sort of... surprised me. I'm still not satisfied with this, but... thank you all. Feels like I can do my best now.
If we have been of help, then we could ask for nothing better. I understand the next trial will be the last, right?
Yes, it is. And I'm going to start soon. But tell me, do you happen to know where Rom is, Miss Ryuzu?
She had a task to do that cannot be put aside.
Sounds serious.
She said, Miss Amelia has her job, and I have mine. We will both see it through. And then she left.
All right, then. I'm going in. Face the disaster that is yet to come.
I believe in you, きっと一番。